Home care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hello, Sarah. How you doing this morning? This is Angela Davis. I'm currently a caregiver at you guys' company. I had another client that wanted to come into you guys' company. She just recently found out she had cancer, and she's going through chemo and stuff right now. She has never been with a company before, so this will be her first time.
Okay.
What in the process? We already went to the doctor, got the hours approved. What now? What's the next step?
Okay. Well, the hours don't get approved. Let me
We went to the doctor, prenatal doctor, and they gave the pass, but we didn't have a primary doctor.
Okay.
So we didn't have a caseworker to come out yet.
Right. So she will need to go through an assessment process with the state in order to qualify for home care services. Do you know what kind of insurance she has?
Yes, hold on. Here she go right here.
All right. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Sarah with Family First. I'm sorry to hear you're not doing well. I'm just going to go over what the actual process is for getting home care services. In order to qualify for, I'm assuming, do you have Medicare?
I have Medicaid.
Medicaid, perfect. That's it. Okay. So the Medicaid is the one that will be used to cover your home care services. And now you're going to have to do 3 assessments. It is considered a long-term care plan. So it will be, they will need to know that you make less than $2,900 a month in income. And they will come out and do a medical assessment, a financial assessment, and then a final assessment for hours once you're approved. And then that's how many hours we'd be able to pay your caregiver to work. Okay. Now,